All right, so we're going to try to cover two topics, and we're not going to cover, we're really just going to address the main points on two topics which are coming up on the Gemara and Daf Samach Amud Aleph, and that is the sugya of Tfos Lashon Rishon and the sugya of Machashven Me'avoda La'avoda. We're trying to do this a little bit more quickly because the truth is the main sugyas for both are not here. The main sugya for Tfos Lashon Rishon is really all over Shas, but the really interesting Gemaras are in Rav Basra or in Zvachim or in Temura. And Machash and Avodah Levoda, the main sugya is on Zvachim Daf Tes. But we've got to discuss the Rashi Prakim, and also, especially Machash and Avodah Levoda, is going to be important for us to have just a basic working knowledge of as we get to the Gemaras coming up, starting out on Daf Samach Aleph, and we're going to talk about some of the special Lishma Psulim for the Karban Pesach. But Mishim, after this week, starting with Samach and Beis, we're really going to shift into the hardcore meat of the lundis of Karban Pesach, the sugya of the Karban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, Shinei Kodesh and Shinei Bailim, Shalom Lo'ochlov, Shalom Nuyev. So all the real hardcore Tamanishchat stuff is coming down the pike. So this week is going to be more of, Rosenzweig would say, a drive-by on these two topics. Okay. So Tfos Lashon Rishon, the view of Rav Meir is brought here in the Gemara, right? Because the Mishnah told us that if you have a Pesach which was shechted, Lishmo v'shalo lishmo, or shalo lishmo v'lishmo, it is pasul. And in our Gersa of the Gemara, Rav Papa asks, you may have noticed in the Bali Tosas' Gersa, and apparently Rashi's Gersa, it was Rava who asked, are we talking about shalo lishmo and lishmo in one avoda, or in two avodos? Is this the view of Rabbi Yossi, or is this the view of Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir says, when you have two things you say together, Tfos Lashon Rishon, we'll go with the first view, or Rabbi Yossi says, when you have two things you say together, we'll go with both views. Af Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas. Now, I do not know if I invented this Rashi Tevos, somebody must have done it before, but I'm using it forever now. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet is what I'm using in my notes. Rabbi Yossi, Af, Bigmar Tavarov, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. So those are the two basic options. Now, if you stop and think as you go through the Gemara, because the whole Amud, really until the top of Samach Amud Beis, is just trying to figure out who our Mishnah is going like. And you may pause and wonder, why does it matter? You know, like what Lamai Nafkamina? You finish the Shakla Vatarya, it does not really seem to give us any more insight into the view of Rabbi Meir or into the view of Rabbi Yossi. To understand those deos, we're going to have to go to the other Gemaras. It seems like we're just trying to figure out Aliba Daman is our Mishnah. So the Sfas Emes asks this question, and he says that's possible. It could be we're just asking Aliba Daman. But he suggests that actually when our Gemara is asking, is the Mishnah talking about one avoda or two, it's not actually interested in asking about Tfos Lashon Rishon. It is actually interested in asking about the other sugya we'll talk about today, Mechashven Me'avoda La'avoda. Because when the Gemara cheshbens it out on Samach Amud Aleph, so the Gemara says, well, what exactly is our question? We said, maybe the Machshava is all in one avoda, and then we'd be saying, Af Begvar Dvarav Adam Nitpas like Rabbi Yossi. The man says, Lishmo, Vishalo, Lishmo, both count and it's going to be possible. But what was the other possibility? Shtei Avodos. So remember the Gemara asked, well, what does that mean, Shtei Avodos? If it means he has one Machshava while he does the Shechita and one Machshava while he does the Zrika, that's obvious that that's possible. We know that you can possible the Avoda with the carbon with one Avoda. The Reish of the Mishnah already said that. So the Gemara explained, what this possibility of Shtei Avodos really means is the other sugya that we're dealing with today of mechashvin me'avoda le'avoda, where you shecht it with one lishma, right, with lishma, to do the zrika shalo lishma. And if our Mishnah is talking about two avodos, so then our Mishnah is telling us that mechashvin me'avoda le'avoda is pasul. So the Sfas Emes explains that's actually what our Gemara was really trying to figure out. That's what either Rav Papa or Rava was actually asking. Is our Mishnah a stam Mishnah to prove that you can be mechash v'choshev me'avoda la'avoda? If we say that the Mishnah is talking about shtei avodos, then it's saying it's possible, which is the view of Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara in Zvachim, right, who argues with Reish Lakish.
We wouldn't be able to prove it So we're just saying it could be Rabbi Meir. That would be Rabbi Yossi and talking about one of Hoda. Right? I mean, that was in the Shilas.
Well,
or it could be Rabbi Yossi. Can it be Rabbi Meir?
Well, I mean, that's the Gemara spends the whole Lamed trying to do.
I know, but so you
it doesn't.
From here that Nachash Meir one of Hoda is a problem.
Well, if we could prove. If we could have proven that the Gemara was talking about Shtei Avodos, then it would prove that that Riochan is correct.
We never
well, we end up by the Levshita. Okay. So it was worth a try. It's worth an Amud. Trying to do. So that's just, you know, what exactly is going on in the Gemara. Now, this whole sugya of Tvos Lashon Rishon. So there are really two main questions, I think, that we'd be asking as we attack the sugya. Number one is, what is this Machlokas Bechal? Is this a psychological debate? Are we arguing when a person says two things, one after the other, do we say that he really meant the first one, or did he really mean both? Or is this some sort of Lumdish question? Yeah, which is, can both machshavos be chal, or is one going to take it all over? That's one general question we'd want to know. The second question we'd ask is that our Gemara does not seem to give us all of the possibilities. If the person says two things, and we can only go with, and we ask what we go with, so there should be three options. Tfos Lashon Rishon, Af Bigmar Dvar Vadim Nitpas, but there should be a third option. Tfos Lashon Achron. Right? Why not go with the last thing that the person said? And in fact, that actually seems to make an awful lot of sense, because we talked about Hakel HaKadosh, HaMalach HaKadosh, Reva HaLach HaToch K'dedibur K'dibur Dami. You can go back on what you said in certain situations. For some reason, that possibility does not appear bichlal in our Gemara, and we would want to know why.
Do you know that our Gemara is talking about Toch K'dedibur?
You'd like a possibility. Why not?
Well, it's during Shita. Shita is very, very quick, so.
Okay. Well, you're saying. You're saying in Metzias. In Metzias. You're saying the Metzias is that it must be because otherwise you have a Shehiyah problem.
No, that's not true.
Why?
You could take 2 hours to shecht an animal as long as you're still moving. It's not a problem. I thought it was saying because English shechita all of a sudden.
So, okay, that's an issue. The Miyad Basra. You're saying you could spend 2 hours on the Miyad Basra.
You could just take your time.
Although I think Rashi thinks that you can pasul the Shechita with Shehiyah, even the Miyad Basra, which is weird. But,
right. No, but I'm saying the practical matter of how long it takes to chef could be much longer than Toku Dibor.
Okay. So you could say I'm just talking about where. The two Dibors were not the Tokadidibor. So you couldn't say that. That's why that wasn't the possibility. If it wasn't Tokadidibor, then why would you consider the second one? Why would you consider Af Bigmar Dibar of the Nitfas? That's A. B. The Gemara doesn't introduce, the Gemara doesn't care apparently whether it's Tokadidibor or not. Right?
If the Gemara thought that was important, it would raise it.
Well, either the Gemara doesn't think it's important, or like Noach saying the Gemara took it for granted, which you're questioning. Okay, right now the Tosas Shalol L'Shmel is going to bring in Tosas Lashon Achron, but our Gemara doesn't bring it up, right? So this is just something that we should notice, right? As we're going through the Gemara, as we should just be wondering, what is this Machlokas or Meir Rabbi Yossi, and isn't there another possibility which is missing? Okay, so. Let's go through the main Gemaras where this whole thing is discussed. So Rashi tells us when the Gemara introduced the Machlokas Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi. So where is this Machlokas from? So Rashi says you have to break out your fancy Yedias because they're going to tell you to open Masachas Temura. So you got to be a big shot and say, I know what a Temura is. I know where Masachas Temura is. You know, it's in like one of those small Masachas in the back of the Kachim, you know, it starts on Bechoros, and then everyone kind of trails off, right? We pop quiz, what comes after that? Nobody would get it right. So you go to Temura, Daf Chaf Hei Amad Beis onto Chaf Vav Amad Aleph, and that's where the Machlokas is. So what is the case? A person takes an animal, and he says, I have a carbon, I have a Betsy, not Betsy, I have Joey the cow, so he's an Ola, And so I want to change him in. I want to put in, you know, Brad, the cow, as an Ola instead. So you can't do that. Torah says in Pechakosai, Tamura, that is a forbidden exchange. And this guy wants to do it anyway, right? So first he says, this is Tamura's Ola. Then he says, this is Tamura's Shlam. Right? I want to change this animal in for this one, and I'm going to bring it as an Ola. And then he says, I want to change it in as a Shlam. So in that case, Rabbi Meir told us, Tfos Lashon Rishon, Tamura's Ola. And so both Karbanos will be brought as Olos. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, Afig Mar Dvar Avadim Nefas, the second animal receives both, you know, half kedusha of Ola, half kedusha of Shlamim. How do you bring an animal as a half Ola, half Shlamim? You can't. So let it get a mum and sell it, and with the money you raise, you'll bring two animals. One you'll bring as an Ola, one you'll bring as a Shlamim. So the Gemara there digs into this question of Tfos Lashon Rishon, Tfos Lashon Achron. But what's amazing is that the Gemara in Tamura, which is the Gemara for the Mishnah in Tamura, which is the origin of the whole case, says actually there's really no machlokas at all between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. I think it was Rav Ada Bar Ava, one of those Amram says there. The basic parameters everyone agrees to. If the person says Lo Tachul Zo and Lom Kain Tachul Zo, he makes clear that he wants both of the machshavos to be chal. Then everyone says we'll say Af B'Gemar Devar Avadim Nipas. If he says he wants one to be chal and then he wants the other one to be chal, so then everyone's going to say Tfos Lashon Rishon. The only machlokes is going to be in a very specific case where he formulates it as such that we're not entirely sure what he meant. So it's a case of, he said, the Harezo Tamuras Ola, Utamuras, was it Ushlam or Tamuras Shlam? I think it was Utamuras Shlam. Right? And was.
Yeah, where he said
Tamura twice. It's Tamura twice, right? And so we're trying to, yeah, why did he say Tamura twice? So Rios, he says, relax. He meant he wants it to be a Tamura of Ola and Shlamim, Afi Gmar Tav Adam Nitpas. And the mayor says, no, we'll read very, very carefully. Why do they say it this way and not that way? And therefore he thinks that actually it was a Tfos Lashon Rishon situation. Okay. So according to that view in the Gemara, so really there's no machlokes at all. Everything is just in terms of interpreting the person's psychology. And it also emerges from the Gemara over there that if he, in a situation where he wanted both, we're going to go with the first one. Right? Sorry, where he wanted only one, we're going to go with the first, right? We're not going to go with the second, we're going to go with the first. But if it was the way he said, which we think he means he wanted both, everyone's going to say, Afi Gemar Devar of Adam Nitpas. That does not seem to fit our Gemara, because our Gemara was very parallel. Lishmo v'shalol lishmo sounds like Tamuras Ola v'tamuras Shlamim. So okay, we have a Machlokas HaSugyas, whether the Machlokas Meir and Rabbi Yossi applies over here. Right? Just working through the Gemaras, you know, noted and put that there. And the Tosos right there on the spot in Tamura flags that right away. Right? Tosos Shantz over here flags that right away too. You can't miss it. And then you open the Gemara in Zvachim, and the Goran Zvachim gives us a different perspective and a very interesting one. And this really opens up the question of what is this whole Machlokas Tfos Lashon Rishon, Tfos Lashon Achron all about? Because the Gemara there asks, well, what about two cases? One of Harezo, Tamuras, Ola, Vishlamim, which the Gemara in Tamura assumed for sure, the Kuli Alma, we will say, Af B'Gemara Dvar of Adam Nitpas. You say, Harezo, Tamuras, Ola, Shlamim? No question at all, they're both going to count. Gemara in Zvachim asks that question, and then the Gemara in Zvachim goes one step further. And the Gemara says, what if he says Lachtzos? What if he explicitly says, I want half of this to become Kedushas Ola, and half of this to become Kedushas Shlamim? So Abaye says, here Rimeir is Moda. So Abaye fits in with the Gemara in Tamura very well. Right? So in theory, one could put our Gemara about Lishmo v'shalo lishmo, the Gemara in Tamura, which assumes Harezo Tamuras Ola Vishlamim, and Abaye in Zvachim, all could come together as saying that the Machlokas Rimeir and Rabbi Yossi has nothing to do with cases where he says he says in a way that indicates that he wants both to be chal, right? And then Abaye would not fit in our Gemara at all, and Artosis notes that, and Artosis says, no problem, because in their Girsa, our Gemara began with Boy Rava. So Artosis says, there's a reason why it's Rava who's talking at the beginning of our Gemara, and not Abaye. Because according to Abaye, Rei Meir will be Moda in our case, that Af B'Gvar Dvarav Adam Nipas. Now, why does Rava argue? Abaye makes a lot of sense. If we think in terms of understanding what the person means, so if he says, Harezo Tumuris Ola Ushlamim, and for sure, if he says, I want half of this to become an Ola, half of this to become a Shlamim, why on earth wouldn't we go with both? Of course we should go with both. So Rava explains, and Rashi fleshes it out, and then we should think for a second how to carry it over into our Gemara, but it's a fascinating idea. This idea is that, no, the machlokas in Rei Meir and Rabbi Yossi is not only a psychological machlokas, but there is a lamdash machlokas here. Once you've imposed one kedusha in the animal, does that leave room for anything else? And according to Rabbi Yossi, yes, but according to Rei Meir, no. So you have the extreme case of lachtos, where you only sanctified half of the animal as an ola. Why doesn't that leave the other half of the animal for shlamim? So the idea is, we call hispashtus, the kedusha spreads. Gemara in Kiddushin talks about this. If you sanctify part of an animal, so kedusha, you can't contain kedusha. Okay, I'm sure in the Olam HaMachshava there's a lot to be said about this, but in the Olam Halacha there's a lot to be said about this as well. Once part of an animal gets kedusha, it spreads automatically the whole thing. So even though the guy made his kavana clear, Rava says for Rei Meir, it doesn't matter. Al pi din, once one thing is chal, that is not going to leave room for anything else. So you say, harizu tumuras ola, even if he says, I want half ola, half shlamim, doesn't matter. Ola is going to take over the whole carbon. So it's a machlokas in lumdis, not a machlokas in psychology, according to Rava in the Gemara in Zvacha. Right? Whether Abaye agree, you know, does Abaye think it's a machlokas in psychology, or does Abaye just think that Rava is going too far? It's open to question. But that is, right, Rava is just totally, clearly a different perspective than what you get for sure in the Gemara in Temura, which explicitly said this is just about psychology and interpretations. No, Rava is saying this is about lumpus.
And the same thing in our Mishnah, where when it first says Lishmo,
So this is what I wanted to throw out there, because I didn't really see this discussed so much, but I think it's a very interesting question, because Artosis says that it's the same Rava who's asking about Harezo Tmuras Ola Ushlamim, who then is asking on our Mishnah about Chishev Lishmo Vishalo Lishmo. Yeah. If you see in the Tosha Shans thinks that you do not need to say our Gemara is only like Rava, because he says, well, Abaye would explain there's a strange formulation over here, because he should have said Harezo l'shem Pesach v'shlamim. Instead, he said Harezo l'shem Pesach u l'shem shlamim. So it's similar to Tmuras ola utmur shlamim. Okay, but according to Artosos, that it is Dafka Rava, that view in Zvachim, right? That Rabbi Meir is telling us, once one thing is Chal, there's no room for anything else. So we need to ask, how does that carry over from the world of Temura to the world of our Mishnah? Because in Temura, the idea is pretty straightforward. You are being Mekadesh a Behema, and the idea is, once kedusha is chal on part of an animal, that's just a general halacha. It spreads the whole thing. If you take a cow and I say one leg of this cow is an ola, the whole animal is an ola. How does that apply to the world of lishma? But that is the assumption apparently that we're making, that once you declare the animal as lishma in one avoda, in one statement, there's not going to be room for shelo lishma, according to Rava. Even though, you know, in the very next avoda, you can. So I thought that this might tie back a little bit to the chabur Brand gave last week in terms of what exactly is Lishma doing? Because we had the question of, is the Lishma really changing the destiny of the Karban, and the really radical idea that when you do Shinoi Bailim, you've actually stripped the Bailim out of the Karban? Well, the more we compare our Mishnah to the case in Temura, the more we're going to think that you really are doing something to the animal when you have the Machshava Lishma, right? Because that's the idea. I am a Kadesh the Behema, and once it's there, it totally spreads. And so too over here, the Shechita has to be done Lishma, and once I have the Shechita Lishma, now the animal has been designated, the Shechita of the animal has been designated as being done for the sake of a Karban Pasach, and there's no room for any other Machshava in that Avoda. If it's just, you know, a rule, you need to think a certain thing while you're doing the avoda, but there's no impact on the chafetza itself, it's not really clear how to carry over Rava from Zvachim to Rava in our Gemara. So if we think that those two are supposed to be linked, and Tosis is very, very strong, that's what they think, then we probably want to have a Lishma thought along the lines of what Ray Brand was talking about last week. Okay. Now, just to one more main point in Tfos Lashon Rishon, then we'll move to Mechash and the Avoda LaAvoda. So we talked about the basic question of psychology versus Lamdis, and really saw that we're getting different senses about that from the Gemara in Temura and from the Gemara in Zvachim, or at least the Shita of Rava. But what about the other question we asked, that there's a missing option over here, of Tfos Lashon Acharon. There is a day that we say Tfos Lashon Acharon. It's been Nanas in the Mishnah in Baba Basra, although we saw the Tosas Rid, apparently in his Gersa it was Sumchus, so both Tanaim with fun names, but okay, either it's Sumchus or Benanas. What's the case over there? The Mishnah in Zvachim, you sell somebody a field, and you say, I'm going to sell you the field, and I'm selling a very exact amount of land, more or less. But you start to desatri. So Benanas says, we go by the last thing he said, and you have to go through the Gemara to figure out the view of the Chachamim. The view of the Chachamim is basically we go with the view which is best for the Muchzak. And then you look in the Rishonim, you look in the Rambam and the Ravid, and you already see like what's a huge topic in the world of Bava Basra and elsewhere in Shas, which is who is the Muchzak when you have, especially in the world of Karka, but when you have two people fighting, it's not always obvious who is the Muchzak, who's not. So for example, is it the one who sold the land? What if the Lokeach he paid the money? What if he didn't pay the money? So that's a whole discussion. The bottom line is that Banana says, Af b'gmar d'varv adu nitpas, which makes a ton of sense. As you say, Chazara! He went back on what he said. He's allowed to do that. You look in the Ritva, Tosas Rid, also the Balam Mar, they all actually raised that question over there, and different answers, but it feels kind of dachuk in a day, to be honest, but it's all along the lines of, you know, something that we think that he really meant is what he said first, and hey, if he was really being chozer, so he should have said, you know, the two magic words, never mind. He should have said oops. He should have said something to demonstrate that he's changing his mind. You know, probably in the whole background of that is the idea of muchzakas, which is we are very, very inclined to empower the muchzak unless we have overwhelming evidence to the contrary. So even if it's a small hint that the lokeach was not the mocher was not chozer, so that would be enough to empower the muchzak. But that's, you know, it's like gratifying to see Rishonim asking that question, because you read the Mishnah like, yeah, you know, this talk makes a lot of sense. But so why doesn't any of this come up in our Gemara at all? And it doesn't come up in the Gemara in Temura, and it doesn't come up in the Gemara in Zvachim, and it doesn't come up in Bava Kama, it doesn't come up in Nidarm. You look at all the cases of Rosh Hashas quotes, or Meir and Rabbi Yossi, and like for some reason, Benanas, who seems super obvious, never gets mentioned. And so what on earth is, why not? Why don't we entertain that possibility? So if you look in the Tzlach over here, so he actually, he makes the question even stronger. It's very exciting. Tzlach says, if you saw the Gemara in Bava Basra, so Rav paskind in Bava Basra like Benanas. Right? Paskind like Benanas. He says, Tfos Lashon Acharon. Now, we do not paskind like Benanas, and that's totally fine, because Shmuel argues with Rav in Bava Basra, and halacha in dinim is Shmuel against Rav, so we reject bananas. So the Tzlach says, well, hold on a second. We paskin like Shmuel in din. But who we paskin like in Issa v'Heter? Rav. So we should split our psak. In the world of Issa v'Heter, i.e., psachim daf nun testament base, we should paskin like bananas. But he doesn't even get mentioned. So what on earth is going on? So there clearly must be a chilek between the case of Abbas, what's going on over here. And the Tzlach says, and the truth is, it's in Rishonim also. The Rashbam on Kuf Chav Tes says this. And in the Torah of Rishonim, they quoted a Tosfos Yeshanim and Bava Basra, who says this as well. Says the distinction is very clear and very, very important. We need to ask, when someone says two things, one basic question. It's the first question you ask when someone says two things. Are these inherently contradictory or not? If they are inherently contradictory, if Af Bigmar Dvar of Adam Nitpas is not an option, so then we're going to go to Bava Basra, we're going to go to the world of Benanas and the Chachamim. You must choose between one of the Lashonos, and so which clearly means the guy was Choser, right? Because he changed his mind. And then the question is going to be, do we recognize that? And that's going to be what the Chachamim and Benanas are arguing, which Lashon we go by. But our case, and the case in Temura, are not inherently contradictory. It is possible for someone to say, I want my Temura to be an Ola and a Shlamim. It is possible for someone to say, I want my Karban Pesach to be brought L'Shem Pesach and L'Shem Shlamim. He's a weirdo for thinking that, but it's you could say that. You could say, I really want this to be both brought as a Pesach and a Shlamim. I love Karban Shlamim, so I finally am bringing an animal to the Beis HaMikdash as a Karban Pesach, but bring it for the sake of a Karban Shlamim as well. Why not? We'll see the Karban Shlamim and Karban Pesach have a lot in common with each other later on. So they're not necessarily contradictory. So the idea is, once having both is an option, once Af Bigmar Dvar of Adam Nitpas is possible, so then we are no longer going to discuss the whole sugya of Benanas and the Chachamim. That's what's going on in Bava Basra. This is what we're talking about here in Pesach. Oh.
So is that why the case of Shmuel Shmuel and the problem is about Shlomo? So, I mean, it's always about Shlomo. What about if you had in mind the Ola?
Yeah, dude, that also, I'm just saying, it's a bit of a joke, but
no, they're not contradictory in the sense that theoretically you could try to create an animal that has two kedushas, even though we know that you can't do that, but
right.
In theory, you could create such a hybrid and then have to sell it and use the money half for one, half for the other.
Look, that exact situation is what we are going to have l'maisa in the case of Mechashem Ne'avoda L'avoda, right? Where the Kohen is going to say, I want to shech this as a chatas, but I want to bring it as an ola. Right, so we certainly do have on the record legitimate simultaneous machshavos as different karbanos. Okay, so that's just the main point to appreciate over there. Last thing, I'll just tell you one more piece that comes out of that tzlach, because I thought it was problematic. Wonder what you guys think. The tzlach says, I'll prove this idea that the first question you need to ask about the Tfos Lashon Rishon, Tfos Lashon Acharon, Af Begmar Dvarav question is whether these two things are necessarily contradictory. He says it's clear from the Rambam. Now, I think his idea makes a lot of sense, but I think his raya is problematic. He says, you open up the Rambam in Temura Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, and the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yossi. Good, it's exactly what we expect. Rabbi Yossi and Rameir argue, normally paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So Af Begmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas, and it's going to have the Kedusha of Ola, it's going to have the Kedusha of Shlomim, Matov Manoi. He says, you go to the Rambam in Hilchos Maestros, Perek, Zayin, Halacha, Yir, Aleph. And you have a fellow who has two piles of tevel. And he says, I want a mafresh meiser from this pile onto this pile, and I want a mafresh from this pile onto this pile. So, what would we think? Should that work or not? What do we think? So he says, I want to be mafresh from A to B, and I want to be mafresh from B to A. Ephraim and Menashe. I don't know why he wants to do that, but that's what he wants to do.
I'm trying to think if he's, if there's a portion of this which is now excluded and then you're being modest from the other part.
Yeah, so nothing fancy, right? So you look like you might have thought, oh, he's saying two things at once. Af igmar dvar adam nitpas, and we'll say the potachal. You could have seen that being the psak. That is not how the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins, the first hafrasha is valid. The second one is not, because you have to be mafresh from tevel. You can't be mafresh from stuff that already had hafrasha done. So you're mafresh from A to B, right? A is mafresh to kasher B. B is not tevel anymore. So you then cannot turn around and have B machshir A. So the tzlach asks, well, all of a sudden here we're saying tfos lashon rishon? We go with this one and then not with that one? Why not? So he says the answer is, because this is a case, as Noach just said, where they're contradictory. So in the case of contradictory, we go to the Chachamim and Benanas, and we paskin against Benanas, so here it'll be tfos lashon rishon. I thought it was a pella, though, because I thought that case is totally different, because that's not a case of tfos lashon rishon. It's a case where you're trying to do two distinct things. It's not a case where I have one animal, and I say, this animal is tmura. This animal is tmuras ola. This animal is tmuras shlamim. I have one field. This field I'm selling exactly the field. This field I'm selling more or less the field. Here, there are two steps. I want to be mafresh truma from pile A, and I want to be mafresh truma from pile B. So that's not the case that we're discussing at all. I thought it was very, very difficult.
No, it kind of goes back to what Noach was saying before, which is that because this is Tokha de Dibur, so what you're really doing is undermining the arrangement that you made the first time. It happens to be, it's true, that there are two distinct processes, but because they are interrelated, I can understand why.
So that's the move he's making. He's assuming that this whole discussion is just, you take, is if it's all one statement. But I did not see why you had to say that at all. I thought it was a totally different case. And he said, okay, he's saying two things. Just because he says two things, tochle dibur, does not mean that they're chal tochle dibur. Why does that have to be true?
If things were unrelated to each other, then you would say they're distinct statements. It's uh-huh. Like saying, I'm going to the...
And why are these? And why are these
because
related?
Because one of them is undermining the previous one.
Uh-huh.
So the other way to say it is that you're being chozer from what you just said and rewriting this in a new way. It's not like saying, I'm going to the store and last week I ate a tuna fish sandwich. It's I'm saying, I'd like to buy pears with the $10 that I have, and then you say, I'd like to buy apples with the $10 that I have.
But that's not what's happening here at all. In the Meister case,
it's
not what's happening.
Because the Meister case is talking about the same fruit.
No, it's not. It's two piles.
I know, but the first time you said this pile is going to be the object of it. The second time you said the pile is going to be the subject of it. You're talking about the same pile. Is it what's being masakin or what's creating the teacup?
I need to be masakin both piles.
I understand, but you're talking about both piles in both statements. I don't think it's so crazy.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree, but you do have the tzlach on your side, so that does help your cause.
Because he has to go back to the first pile in the second statement, that's why.
I know, but in a different way. Okay.
It's true it's in a different way, but that way is presuming that the first way is not valid.
Okay. All right, so bottom line, tfos lashon rishon, so we see this this general question. Are we talking about psychology? Are we talking about lamdas? Different gemaras in terms of what the actual machlokas is. This a key idea that we need to ask, are these contradictory statements or are these statements where tfos lashon, where af begvar dvar avad nitpas is even possible? And then the thought about how to plug in the world of tamura to the world of lishma if we're thinking of this as a lamdash idea. So now let's shift to the other sugya that we discussed. Mechashrin me'avoda le'avoda. So we discussed last week the psul of Shinya Kodesh and the psul of Shinoi Bailim, when you do one of the avodas for the karban, right? We know there are four: shchita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika. You shach the animal, you catch the blood, you walk the blood to the mizbeach, and then you sprinkle it on the mizbeach. If you do any of those four for the wrong karban or for the wrong owner, those are Shinya Kodesh and Shinya Bailim, so the animal is in trouble. If it's a chatas or a pesach, it's pasul, and if it's a different karban, It's the status of lo ol bayil mashem chova. We'll bring it, but the guy has to go back home and bring another animal. So the question that Reish Lakish and Riochan argue about in the Yerushalmi in our Pesachim and in the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Tes to Daf Yud is, what if you have the guy who does the following? He shechts it l'shem shlamim, al menas lizrak dama l'shem something else. Right, the case there is a chatas because we want it to be possible. So he's shechting a chatas al menas that it should be sprinkled as an ola. He's shower case. He's shechting a Pesach al menas that it should be sprinkled as a shlamim. Does that possible the carbon or not? Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible, and Reish Lakish says it's totally fine. Okay. Now, if you... Did anybody see the Gemara in Zvachim? You see the Gemara in Zvachim? Yeah? All right, saw the Gemara in Zvachim?
Yes?
Yes. No. Okay. All good. So the Gemara asks, you know, where does Rabbi Yochanan get this psul from? Right? Where, how does Rabbi Yochanan know that if you shechted it l'shma, lizrok dama shalashma, it's possible? And the Gemara gives basically two answers. One at the beginning, one at the end. One at the beginning is that Rabbi Yochanan learns it from pigul. Halacha of pigul, if I, this is the way Rashi and most Rishonim understand it, if I, let's say, shech the animal intending to either sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach or burn the Evarim or eat the meat chutz lizmano after the appropriate time. So that is pigul, and you get karis. So there, pigul is always mechashem ne'avoda l'avoda, right? At least, bepashtas. I'm shechting with the intent of burning or eating chutz lizmano. Because pigul is all about eating. So when the mizbeach burns something, it's a type of achila. So first view in the Gemara is that Rabbi Yochanan just applies the world of pigul to the world of shelo lishma. Just like shechting almanas to burn it on the wrong time is pigul, so too shechting an almanas to sprinkle it for the wrong carbon is also possible. Rav Ashi at the end of the Gemara says, well, maybe Rabbi Yochanan learns from shinoi bailim. We'll have to talk about this more in a couple of weeks when we dig into shinoi kodesh and shinoi bailim, but the Pashtus and Shinya Bailim, for like everybody except the Rambam, which we'll talk about, is, you know, we talk about this idea of Bailim, right? You have Bailim on a carbon, the carbon's owner. Who cares that the owner is the owner of the carbon? What difference does it make that he's the owner? It makes difference for one thing, which is that he's the guy who gets credit for bringing this animal. Right? He's the one who's going to get kapara, and he's the one who's going to get the zechus for it. What stage of bringing a carbon does the bailim get kapara? Only at the end. He gets kapara when you sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach. So the way it seems to be, again, we'll see the Rambam does not hold this way, but we'll get there. The way it seems to be is that you only have shinoi bailim if you had in mind to sprinkle the blood for the wrong owner. If I shech the carbon intending to catch the blood for the wrong guy, to catch it for Shimon instead of Reuven, we don't care, because Shimon's not relevant to the catching of the blood. You only have shinoi bailim if I'm shechting the carbon to sprinkle it for Shimon. Because what do you mean? Shimon's not the one that gets kapara, Reuven gets kapara. So Rav Ashi says in the Gemara in Zvachim that what we see, shinoi bailim, you obviously have mechashvin me'avod l'avoda. That's how it works. You shecht it al menas lizrok l'Shimon. So Hu Adinami by Shinya Kodesh will say the same thing. If I shecht it as an ola, al menas to sprinkle it as a shlamim, you'll have Shinya Kodesh as well. Okay. So the Baal HaTos asks, right? And whenever the Gemara does this kind of thing, whenever the Gemara makes a hashva, so we always need to ask, how literal is this limud? Right? How radically are we going in applying pigul to shelo lishma? So the Baal HaTosus ask, you know, this following question. In the world of pigul, if I shech the animal al menas to catch the blood chutz lizmano, what's the halacha? It's kosher. It's no pigul. It's no pigul if I do shechita al menas lekabel. You only have pigul if it's in, if you do an avoda with the intent on having an achila done at the wrong time. So those and same thing with Shini Bailim, right? If I shechted al menas lekabel for Shimon, the Tos understands it. It's totally fine. So Bali Tos say ah. Who I did not mean from Machash and Avoda Lavoda, Machash and Avoda Lavoda, we are not going to apostle it unless it was Shechita al Menas Lizrok. We're going to take a very, you know, as the lawyers out there say, strict constructionalist view of the Gemara in Tzvachim, to take it very, very literally. We learn from Pigul to Shol Lishma, so if it's not going to work in Pigul, it's not going to work in Shol Lishma. If it's not going to work in Shini Bailim, it's not going to work in Shini Kodesh. So you'll only have the case of Shochei Almanas Lizrok, which is a big Kiddush, you know, and to be honest...
You could also have a Kabbalah Almanas Lizrok.
You could have Kabbalah Almanas Lizrok, you could have Holacha Almanas Lizrok, but it would have to be Almanas Lizrok, right? It would have to be Almanas Lizrok. Very good. You open up the Rambam, and the Rambam clearly does not learn that way. The Rambam just says, Mechash Nevoda Lavoda. He does not specify it has to be Almanas Almanas Lizrok. And the truth is, you know, Rav Mordechai Elan, it's a great book on Tzvachim, Knesset HaRishonim, which Rav Mordechai Elan, he's talking about the Briska Rev and Rav Zalman Meltzer, so he just collects Rishonim who all over Shas talk about the local sugyas in Tzvachim. It's great, because you don't have any Rishonim in Tzvachim, so he does this for you. Now they have the you know, in our we have this Torah Sereshona book that does something similar, but he has awesome footnotes. So he has a note where he's discussing this. And he says, you know, this view of Bali Tosis is kind of funny, because why are we thinking so narrowly? He says, why does Pigul only apply Almanas Lizrok or Almanas Lahaktir or Almanas Lechol? Because the whole world of Pigul is about eating at the wrong time. Right? That's the chutz l'zmano. It's about eating at the wrong time. It's doing a voda to eat at the wrong time. So why don't you have pigul when you shecht almanas lekabel? Just because for pigul that's not relevant. But once the basic concept is applied from pigul to shalol l'shma, say the basic idea is that you can do an avoda almanas to do something else, and that's going to be chal. And then we should just ask, given your circumstances, if it's pigul, does it make any sense to apply that to Kabbalah? No. If it's shinui bailim, does it make any sense to apply that to Kabbalah? No. If it's shinui kodesh, does it make any sense to apply that to Kabbalah? Absolutely. So why be so narrow? We're not, read the Gemara not as taking the literal limud and applying it. Take the Gemara as saying the general concept is what we're applying, and then the details will depend on the situation that you're discussing. That's just a basic hakira that you're going to ask. What?
Who
asked this? Rav Mordechai Elan asks us. He says, it's like a three-liner.
What about Dayo?
What?
Isn't that Dayo? They only learn exactly what the source says.
Yes and no, because this is not really a question of chumrah, right? This is, and then you got to go through. Like, is every single kal v'chomer always like the perfect overlap in scope, or is dayo the idea of dayo? You know, you can't do more in the kal v'chomer. But here it's very reasonable. It's not. It's not a.
You could go from one to another.
Exactly. Right. That's what you suggest, and that seems to be the view of the Rambam. Now, what's really interesting is that actually this machlokas between the Rambam and Tosos. Beferish Machlokas in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks about this Machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish, where it comes from. There are a few different views. We'll talk about a couple more of them in a second. But the first view, the Yerushalmi, who is it? I wrote this down. Rav Ila says Rav Yochanan learns from Pigul. Just like in Pigul, we say Mechashan Avod Lavoda, so too by Shini Kodesh, and from Machshav, we learn from Avod Lavoda. Along comes Rav Yossi the Amora. He says, it's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. How on earth could you say that Rabbi Yochanan learns Machash Me'avod Lavoda from Pigul? If you learn Machash Me'avod Lavoda from Pigul, you will be forced to say that it is only relevant to Shochei Almanas Lizrok. But that's ridiculous. He says, of course Rabbi Yochanan thinks that it applies to Shochei Almanas Lekabel. That's obvious. So there's no way that that Rabbi Yochanan could possibly learn from Pigul. So this Rabbi Yossi, who's like, you know, he's saying this is ridiculous. So he's agreeing with Tosas' Lumdis, but he's rejecting the conclusion, right? Saying the lima from Pigul, yeah, it's got to be very narrow. Against the Mordechai Elan, just like the Bali Tosas said, it has to be very narrow. Elamai, the Maskana doesn't make any sense. So we need some other limud. Right? That's Rabbi Yossi is saying in the Yerushalmi. Question is, what exactly did Rabbi Ila think? When Rabbi Ila said that Rabbi Yochanan learns from Pigul, so what part of what Rabbi Yossi said did he reject? So Rabbi Yossi made two assumptions, right? Number one, Rabbi Yossi assumes in the Yerushalmi there that if you learn from Pigul to Shol Lishma, then you have to limit it to the scope of Pigul. Number two, he assumed that's ridiculous. So in theory, Rabbi Yossi could argue on either assumption. Rabbi Ila could argue on either assumption. He could argue on the Maskana, you say it's ridiculous. I don't think it's ridiculous. The Haraya, Bali Tosas didn't think it was ridiculous. They knew how to learn, so I know how to learn too. It's not ridiculous. That's actually his psak.
It only applies
to Zrika, and you think that's silly, but I don't, so sorry. Or does Rabbi Ila just disagree with the parameter, with the Lundis? And maybe he learns like Mordechai Elan learned and said, no, Mechatesi, that because we learn from Pigul to Shol Lishma, we have to be so narrow in our construction. We're saying it's a general concept. The general concept of Chashma Avodah Avodah, we apply from one to the other. So that's two ways that we could read that Machlokes in the Yerushalmi. Okay, 9 minutes left, so we'll skip one point and just come to the main central question to ask. Actually, let's see. So, when the Gemara tells us you can mechashen me'avoda la'avoda, so let's just stick to the simple, right? The shchita to the zrika. So the basic chakira we'll ask is it a problem in the shchita, or is it a problem in the zrika? Or maybe it's a problem in both, but that's certainly a question that we need to ask, right? Is this a problem in my shechita, or is this a problem in my zrika? Okay, if we woke up at 3 in the morning, what would we say? Instinctively, I shechted the karban intending to do the zrika shelo lishma.
It seems from the Gemara itself that it would be a problem with zrika, because it's called two avodas. We're calling it two avodas.
Okay, but that could just mean that I had machshava on to avodah. So it doesn't tell you what have you now ruined. Have I, right, I don't know, muskel rishon, what would you think? That's what I would think, but you guys, I don't have any opinions. I shechted it, intending on doing a zrika shol lishma. Is that a problem in my shechita, or is that a problem in my zrika? All right, what do you think? So you're being fancy. Okay. I didn't ask you the Rambam. I woke up at 3 in the morning.
Yeah. Problem in the Zrika.
Problem in the Zrika. Yeah? That's not a wrong answer. Yeah, okay. I mean, we have different instincts. So you see problem in the Zrika. Sure, what do you think? I'm shechting the carbon. It's a carbon Pesach. So I'm shechting my carbon Pesach, and I say, I am shechting this carbon Pesach. The shechita is it should be a carbon Pesach, and I'm shechting it with the intent of sprinkling the blood, of doing the zrika l'shem shlom. Did I just ruin my shechita, or did I just ruin my zrika? You think zrika also? I would have thought you ruined the Shechita. It's good, you guys are with the Rambam. I would have thought you ruined the Shechita. How on earth can I ruin an avodah I haven't done yet? What does that mean? I haven't done the avodah Zrika yet. How is the Zrika puzzle?
That's true.
Yeah, it's like that Minority Report, that movie from like 20 years ago where he, like pre-crime, you know, we convict you because you're going to kill the guy. Mechatesi. I shechted it with a wrong kavana, so that should be a problem in the Shechita. Now, the Rambam pretty clearly did not say that, because the Rambam said it's as if you did Zrika Shalashma, right? So you guys are such Rambam Talmidim that, you know, he's like, he's gotcha. But the Rambam says, Lachora, in terms of common sense, is a Chiddush. Maybe he gets it from a careful read of the Gemara, but the Rambam, for whatever reason, seems to go away from the instinctive Kasher Pshat to say that actually what you've done is you've created a psul in the Zrika. Now, why do we necessarily care? So the Mikdash David, Rav David Rappaport, Zetzal, very important sefer in Kachim, he's a Skan Rosh Hashiva with Rav Elchan Wasserman in Baranovich, and his sefer Mikdash David is his chaburas that he gave him the Kolol Gava in Slobodka. So the altar after World War I, so we have no like sensitivity to this, but like Mikdash David writes a whole poem about it actually. The world of learning was destroyed after World War I. Stuff was terrible, and the communists are taking over. It was a whole disaster. So the Altar of Slobodka, trying to bring things back together, raised money to start like a super kolo, like 1921. So Gustav writes this like poem. I think he went to Tells, maybe, somewhere else, and it's like, there's nothing here, nothing there. And it finally gets to Slobodka, and the Altar recruits him to the super kolo, where they're saying chaburas, and he writes them down. He has an amazing hagdama. He says, like, the economy was so bad, you know, I finally, like, 7 years later, managed to publish my chaburas. Other guys in the kol also had amazing chaburas, but they just, you know, there's no money to publish their Divrei Torah. And it's like chaburas. He gave us, like, a 28-year-old are, like fundamental safer in Kachem. So he asks this question, is this a psul in the shita, or is it a psul in the zrika? First, he shows that this really seems to actually be machlokas in the Yerushalmi. If you go through the Yerushalmi, he says that actually it seems to actually be two explicit deos in the Yerushalmi over there. And the Yerushalmi even asks us, yeah, l'may nafkamina. So there are two. One Mikdash Avakutz and one Rav Elchanan Zin Zatzal points out. And they both actually are problematic for the Rambam's view. We're going to talk about this in, you know what? We should hold off on his proof because you're not going to understand it until we get to Daf Samach Amud Beis. So we'll hold off on his point. We'll talk about the Beis Medrash once we do the Gemara. The one that Rav Lechatzin points out, and you see the Rambam struggles with this, is the Gemara talks about Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in two contexts. We've discussed their machlokas in the world of Karbanos, but they also have the same machlokas in the world of Avodah Zar. If someone shechts an animal, Rachman al-Itzlan, in order to sprinkle the blood to Zeus, has he asered the behemah or not? Rabbi Yochanan says, Mechash me'avoda l'avoda, Reish Lakish doesn't. So here's the problem. According to almost all the Rishonim, if you saw the Gemara in Chulin, you see the Tosos, the Rambam, everybody there piles on this because it like jumps out of the Gemara. It's very problematic. Everyone except Rashi. Really seems that if somebody would sheft an animal and then they would sprinkle the blood for Zeus, so it would not definitively aser the animal. It seems from the Gemara there like this happened once in Caesarea, where they're all the disaster there, you know, the Roman city, and they weren't sure what to do. Most of you don't think that if you sprinkle the blood for Avodah Zarah, it does not ruin the animal. Mashain came by a carbon, right? By a carbon, zrika is the main point, and for sure, if you do the zrika for the wrong purpose, it's going to be possible. But so the question then jumps off of the page: if we're saying mechashen avoda avoda, like the Rambam says, is a problem in the zrika, then what if I have a case where doing it in the zrika would be okay? Dehainu avoda zara, and yet the Rambam also does baskin machashem ne'avod l'avoda in the world of Avodah Zar. So you may have seen, if you look at the Rambam in Halcha Shechita, he has a different formulation. I heard Aaron Brand, we were looking at some of the Achronim discussing this, because all of a sudden there, he says a different reason. He says, well, we learn from Pigul, and just like by Pigul machashem ne'avod l'avoda, so too by Avodah Zar machashem ne'avod l'avoda. But he does mention Pigul. In Avodah Zar? Avodah Zarah, he does.
Oh,
right?
Not in Marokos.
Well, the Rambam in Shechita Perek Bey is Lachat Hezvav, which was on the Marmar Kamos. I believe so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. But he does not say it's a problem in the Zrika. So all the Achronim, you know, go to work on this. What exactly does the Rambam mean? But Bepashtus, this is an afkamina, and this does create a problem. So the bottom line, the Rambam says different things in Psula HaMikdashin and in Hilchas Shechita. Psula HaMikdashin, by our sugya, he says when you shecht in order to do the zrika, you did a bad zrika.
Yeah, yeah.
In Hilchas Shechita, he says when you shecht for Zeus, when you shecht in order to do a zrika for Zeus, that's pasul because it's like pigel. He doesn't say it's pasul because it's like you did zrika for Zeus. He says it's pasul because we learned from pigel. So those two statements are not contradictory, but they are different. And so you need to figure out, A, why did he say things which are different? But B, if we do read the Rambam as meaning that it's a psul in the Zrika, then we need to explain how chul makes any sense. So I didn't see it inside, but I heard Aaron, you guys were quoting, I think, from Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, who wanted to totally reread the Rambam Psul HaMikdashin and say he meant something totally different, but that's an issue to keep in mind. So, but keep this in mind. If you look at the next Rambam in Shechita, Tazayin, pretty sure he says over there that it's only Mishum Safik. Pretty sure he says there that it's like all the other Rishonim, that is the case in Kesaria. Not that it's definitively possible.
Are you right?
Yeah. Yeah. So keep this question in mind about whether it's a problem in the Shechita or a problem in the Zrika, because it will come up when we get to the Hemshech of Samach and Beis. It's really for us now, but when we get there, we'll have a fun discussion about it. So, okay, so wrap up. Shkoch, everybody.